and gentlemen, it's time to welcome the stars of tonight's show. If they were wine, they'd be sparkling wine. If they were hats, they'd be top hats. If they were cream, they'd be Brill Cream. And if they were an electrical appliance, they'd be a Kenwood Multi-Chef. They are also of above average height, and one of them has a Silver Junior Gymnastics Award. Yes, they're here, so please put your hands together for Don Castor, Brian Shelburne, and Wilf Imp.
And thanks to our house band, the Big Buzzard Boogie Band.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben.
Firstly, of course, it's time to present the prizes from last week's competition.
Yes, now we've been swamped with entries for our Bag a Buzzard competition. If you spot any members of our house band carrying a bag, you can bag yourself a special prize of a stuffed buzzard in a bag. And we would have announced the winner tonight, except Ben forgot to bring the buzzard.
No, well, I didn't forget. I just didn't remember. Important difference.
Sorry, we would have announced the winner, except Ben didn't remember the buzzard.
That's it. Yeah, it's funny. I even stuck a note to my fridge to remind me, but I forgot. I don't look at my fridge in the mornings.
So we would have announced the winner, except Ben didn't look at his fridge.
Yeah, well, not that I didn't look at the fridge, I just didn't go into the kitchen.
Right.
You see, I mean, there's no point. The only reason for going to the kitchen is to look at the fridge. It's funny, I tied a knot in my hanky to remind me to look at the fridge, but I didn't see my hanky because I'd left it in the fridge.
Look, you should use a system for remembering things.
Yeah?
Yeah, you build up a picture or image. That's what I do to try and remember. Like, to remember someone's name, I might picture their face, then build some kind of image in my head which will remind me of their name. That's one way of doing it, isn't it, scrotum face?
What?
To remember things.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, if you train yourself like that, you can remember amazing stuff. I once memorised an entire pack of cards.
Wow, can you still remember them?
Let's see. It goes Joker, the other Joker, then the Ace of Spades... Two of spades, three of spades, right the way up to king of spades, then hearts, diamonds and clubs.
Amazing! What if someone had shuffled them?
Don't be silly, Dan, that's impossible.
All right. Well, I always find the best way of remembering things is to make up a rhyme. Like, what's the old one? Beer before wine, you won't feel fine. Wine before beer should be poured in your ear.
Right. 30 days, half September, April, May, and the rest you remember.
No, that's a different rhyme. That's remember the 3rd of December.
No, hang on, I thought it was remember the 5th of January. And the way you remember it is because it doesn't rhyme.
Why do you need to remember the 5th of January?
Well, fireworks night.
No, it isn't.
It is?
No, fireworks night is in November. Remember November the 5th, gunpowder, treason and plith.
Well, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome our special guest tonight. I've got a mental image of him. What's his name? Oh, remember the 8th of January. No, it's gone. Sorry.
Gary Olsen! So, Gary, we've seen you in a host of TV shows, and I'm sure that many people will want to know, do you have any special ways of remembering things?
Yes, I do. I always remember Richard of York gave battle in vain.
And what does that help you remember?
Well, that reminds me that Richard of York had a battle somewhere, but pointlessly.
Great.
Yeah, but that's not all, because here's the really weird thing about it. If you take the first letter of each word...
R-O-Y-G-B-I-V, yes.
Yeah, then, well, that spells the name of my dog, Roygbiv.
Why do you call your dog Roygbiv?
I've just explained, Will. So I can remember that Richard of York gave battle in vain.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Olsen!
And now, it's those moral guardians, the Blahmin.
Excuse me, is the seat taken?
Absolutely. Saving seat for a friend of mine.
Where is he?
He's attending to certain things.
Dear sir.
What?
I must complain in the strongest possible terms about the saving of seats in gentlemen's clubs.
No, what? Dear sir, I was outraged while sitting in my favourite chair, disturbed by a series of impertinent questions. Yours, Major Robertson, 14, the Cheesings, Bumshire.
Dear sir, has the world gone mad? Loony lefty elements stopping us using our seats, making them into caftans for students? Yours, Anderson, Roby. Anyway, I'm having this seat.
What's this?
The bloody man took your seat.
What? Dear sir. Whilst enjoying a pleasant day out in McClung, I popped out and imagine my surprise when I returned to find my seat occupied by some balty ninny. Please advise yours, Colonel Blah, arsehouse wallow next to thy scrocher.
Dear sir, please retract this disgraceful language.
Dear sir, with regard to your earlier correspondence, bog off.
Dear BBC, is this why I pay my license fee?
Dear Daily Mail, is this why I buy the Daily Mail?
Dear Just 17, please send me a signed photo of the Spice Girl.
Lovely girl.
If you want to be my lover,
you've got to get with my friends. Something to last forever. Friendship never ends.
Lovely girl. Wait a minute.
Huh?
It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
All right, Sarge.
All right, Charlie. What's the situation?
Okay. He's holed up in the house over there. We think he's ready to talk.
Right. I'll deal with this. We have to build up a dialogue, you know. Think about it. He's scared. Could be panicky. We've got to try and keep him calm and try to be his best friend. Give me the megaphone.
All right, Michael. Sergeant Prosser here. I'm sure we can talk about this.
I'm not coming out. I've got a gun and I don't care if I use it.
But just take it easy, Michael. No one's going to do anything stupid, okay?
That's good, Sarge.
Are you hungry, Michael? Come on out and we can go and get something to eat. Talk things over.
I don't believe you. You'll put me away.
Look, Holdsworth, we can work it out.
Oh, yeah? We can work it out like in a Beatles song. I don't believe you.
Of course we can, Holdsworth. The Beatles were right. We can work it out. Are you a Beatles fan, Holdsworth?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. First time I heard Strawberry Fields.
Oh, that's my favourite track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. We've got him talking.
Yeah, the White Album. It's got to be the best album ever made.
All right, Holdsworth. Well, I think you'll find that Strawberry Fields is on Sergeant Pepper.
No, it's definitely the White Album. I've got it.
Well, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I've got a gun here. Don't make me have to do anything.
Don't do anything stupid, Holdsworth. But for your information...
It's the White Album! You ask anyone!
All right, then. Hang on.
Hey, Charlie! Strawberry Fields! Is it on the White Album or Sergeant Pepper?
No, it doesn't matter, Sarge.
It's Sergeant Pepper. And I know it is, and anyone who doesn't know that one basic bit of trivia is an idiot. A div. Right bloody thicky. You're wrong, Holdsworth, and you know you are.
All right. You take over from here, Charlie.
It's Cake Night here on Radio 2, kicking off at 6:30, a new show, Victoria Sponge, in which comedienne Victoria Wood meets people in the street and asks them for money. At 7:30, you can join Jasper Gooseberry and guests in Crumpets and Raspberries, the pudding-based quiz show.
Is it stolen torta, Jasper?
Yes, it is, for 1 point. So as we slice our way into the fruity filling of round 8, the custard pies have no points, and the apple turnovers have 1.
And all night, throughout the night, we'll be following events at the International Cake Talks, live from Battenberg.
As the Honourable Member for Eccles, I would like to agree with my colleagues from Dundee and Madeira. Do we really have to sit here and listen to these ramblings when we all know that Jaffers are and always will be a biscuit and not a cake?
But as we state in our proposal, Jaffa cakes are called cakes. Jaffa cakes.
I'm sorry, but as excuses go, that is the most half-baked I've ever heard.
That's Cake Night tonight on Radio 2.
There's a fair storm blowing out tonight, Martha. I wouldn't like to be out in this weather.
Hello?
Yes?
I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to get the Siren Sister.
Siren Sister!
You must be a stranger around these parts.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Good! We like strangers round here. So you're heading for Siren Sester, you say?
Yeah, I've got completely lost.
In that case, you want to go through Dead Man's Wood and carry on up past the old abandoned mill.
No, Thomas, no!
No, Martha!
You can't go past the mill, not the old mill, Thomas, it ain't right! Have you forgotten what happened 13 years ago to this very day?
What?
They built the new bypass. Well, it's longer, but in this weather, it's bound to be quicker.
You're mad! Mad, I say! Sending young folk out across the moors on a night like this. They want to go down by McDonald's. Save at least 5 minutes.
Oh, thanks ever so much.
I still say the bypass is quicker.
No, McDonald's is quicker.
No, it bain't.
It be.
It bain't be.
It biz.
You really don't have to go to all this trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, sir. No trouble at all.
Well, I'd better be on my way.
You can't go now, sir. Walls! It must be the full moon.
Shut the door, Martha. You know what happens at full moon. Old Jim gets out his chuffing violin.
All right, Charlie. I'll take over from here.
Look, he's already shot one hostage start. We can't be too careful.
Listen, Charlie, it's textbook stuff. Just build some common ground. It'll be putty in my hands. Leave it to me.
So, you had an action man when you were a kid, did you?
Yeah.
What type?
2-star commando, gripping hands.
Eagle eyes.
Yeah, and a 6-message voice box.
Great.
Yep, hang on.
The 2-star commando didn't have a voice box.
It did!
No, it didn't. It was the 4-star that had the voice box. The 2-star just had the authentic-looking Kalashnikov.
It didn't! The 2-star had the Kalashnikov and the leg belt and the genuine scar!
Look, I had the 4-star. All right, I know what I'm talking about. And what I'm saying is the 2-star action man was a load of rubbish.
You don't know what you're talking about! The 2-star was brilliant because it looked just like Clint Eastwood in Deliverance.
Leave it, Sarge.
All right.
Now calm down, Oldsworth. Now let's get one thing straight. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood wasn't in Deliverance.
It was!
It was! Even an idiot knows that! But you're so fickle. Duh, my name's Oldsworth. I'm such a duh.
Yeah, well, sometimes they can be pretty volatile, like.
Ah, come in.
Are you the great mystico?
Indeed, communer with the spirit world.
Yes, I'd like to have my fortune told, please.
Ah, yes, I will tell you of your future. It's getting very clear I'm getting a name.
Yes.
Does it begin with a B? A D? M? Does it have an M in it? Or a P?
No, in fact the name...
No clues. No clues in the spirit world. Does it have a vowel in it? A-E-I-O.
Oh, yes.
R-O, yes. I'm getting to know very clearly now. What other letters does it have?
Well, J.
J. Go on.
Well, J. O, H, and N. Hon? It's John!
John, yes, John!
Yes, John,
yes,
that's me!
Yes, yes, I know.
Well, I know!
Yes, I know you know. And I can tell you are feeling happy, sad. Not too bad. Let's say not too bad.
Well, look, anyone can see that I'm all right.
Well, yes, now I'm picking up something more specific. I'm sensing death. Someone has died.
Who?
Well, do you know anyone who's died?
Anyone who's died? Let me think.
Maybe you have to go back a few years.
Right.
5 years, maybe, or maybe even 8 or 10. 12 years, or 15, possibly.
Well, my next-door neighbour died.
Ah, yes.
That was last month.
Yes. That'll be it. Yes, your neighbour died. Yes, he was very close to you.
She.
She looked like a man, though.
No.
No. Like an effeminate man, though.
Look, her name was Deirdre.
No names in the spirit world.
So what does she say?
She says not to worry about things.
What things?
About, your work.
I'm unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. And she wishes she hadn't died.
She was 98!
Yeah. She wishes she hadn't died when she did.
What, you mean she wanted to die younger?
Yes, no. Oh. The spirits are not sure. But she says, can you look after her garden? Cat. Goldfish. Giraffe?
You're making this up!
No, I'm not!
Look, I want to hear a voice from the spirit world right now!
No, no voices in the spirit world!
This is a voice from the spirit world.
Apart from that one, obviously.
Silence.
Yes.
The voices of the spirit world know 1,000 things of which you could not possibly dream. There is a mortal here who is seeking guidance.
Yes, that's me.
Yes. I'm getting a name.
Yes?
Does it begin with a D? M? H? Is it Honge?
Cake night here on Radio 2. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the House of Asher. Jane Asher spends a week trying, unsuccessfully, to live inside a giant Black Forest gatto. Then at 8:30, there's a new series, Vicars and Tarts. Each week, a member of the clergy discusses their favourite fruit flan with a hooker. This week, Robert Brunsey.
I particularly like the sharp taste of the gooseberry. Now tell me, how much do you charge for fudge welding?
After the news is the movie premiere, Star Wars, the director's cut. Digitally remastered, with the cake scene put back in.
If you strike me down, I shall return more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Fancy a cream puff.
That's Cake Night here on Radio 2.
Okay, that's good, Holdsworth. Just put the gun down and walk out of the front door. No one's gonna hurt you. We all just want this to end quickly and calmly, and we can all go home.
You promise you're not gonna shoot me?
No, no, Holdsworth. It's gonna be fine, just fine. Now, come on out.
All right.
Right, Charlie, give me that.
Listen, Holdsworth, you dunce. Can you see what's in my hand, can you? It's Halliwell's film guide, and it says it clearly. Deliverance, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, told you. Clear as bloody day. And I've checked the other things as well. There are 6 Police Academy films, and Nigel Mansell did win the BBC Sports Personality of the Year in 1985, and finally...
Too late, Sarge. I guess you'll never know.
Oh, I was just going to say was right about the last one. It was Omar Sherry.
And now it's time to present our Curry Goat Play of the Week, this week entitled...
The Concrete Jungle Book!
Jungle Book!
starts here in our maisonette. God, look at this mess. I'm really sick of this place.
I mean, look at the sofa. Covered in hairs again, and so's the bath.
Well, we know whose fault it is, don't we? I mean, this is what happens when you share a flat with a wolf. Well, I'm sick of living with a wolf.
Yeah, me too. I wish we'd never adopted him.
Oh, it seems like only yesterday. Right, we're almost there. Now, according to my calculations, if we just cut through here, we should find that we're completely lost.
What's that?
It's a wolf! A little wolf cub!
Oh, baby wolf!
Right, stand back, guys. I'll kill it.
No! It must have been abandoned. This jungle is no place for a young wolf cub.
If we leave it here like this, it will surely die. I, Dan Khan, will raise the wolf cub as a wolf boy.
And I, Ben Shearer, will guide it and protect it, that it may become a wolf teenager.
And I, Willu, will continue to nurture it through its difficult teenage years, that he may become a wolf man. Or should that be a wolf wolf?
We will raise it as one of our own.
We will teach it our ways, our skills.
And we will give it a name. A human name.
How about Jeffrey?
That is indeed a fine name.
We must train it to speak our tongue, starting as soon as possible, so we can ask it how to get out of this stupid jungle.
Look, it's just time he moved out. He should be able to look after himself.
He doesn't tidy up, he doesn't pay his way, he treats his place like a hotel.
Yeah. You know, I hate the way he calls me Benny Boy.
You think that's bad? He calls me Ma.
Yeah, and what about when he says, what's going down? All the bloody time. Yeah.
Hi, guys. What's going down? Boy, have I had a night when a sweet little foxy mamba spent the night howling at the moon. Okay, I'm starving. What's in the fridge, Ma?
Look, Jeffrey, we just wanted to talk...
Wait a sec. Gotta take this call. Hi, Jeff Wolf here. What's going down? Tony, hi there. Yeah, now how about tonight? Have you got the girls organised? Yeah, yeah. Well, I want at least half a dozen. Yeah, and they've got to be slick, yeah? Nice pelt, big fangs. Oh, and I thought of a better title for that sitcom idea. My three idiot dads. Sure, right, catch you later.
Look, Jeffrey, there's a few things I think we should
Benny
talk...
boy, Benny boy. Love to stay and chat. Got more interesting things to do. Catch you later, dudes. Don't wait up. Oh!
I say he goes. I say we take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take him out, yeah. Eh? What say we take him for... a little walk.
A little walk. So, what are we doing in the park, guys? You know I had to blow out lunch with Peter Andre.
We just thought we'd go for a walk.
Why have you got that big box of sedatives?
Oh, these? They're not sedatives, they're sweets. Do you want one?
No, thanks. I like to keep my body pure. Hey, wait a second. Who is that?
Do you mean that fox?
Well, hello, foxy lady.
Jeffrey, you come back here this minute!
No, wait, Ben. We must let Jeffrey do what he has to do. We always knew this moment would come.
Look, guys, I don't know how to say this, but...
It's all right, Jeffrey. We understand. It is the call of nature. The call of the wild.
Damn right, she's hot, I'm hungry. Oh, hey there, vixen, what's going down?
There he goes, running after some fox with loose morals.
Rushing out of the park with a lot.
Jeffrey, look out!
Well, that's a bit of luck.
Come on, Will, cheer up.
It's worse for me. I was his mother.
Let's go home. We can pick up a curry from the Khyber Pass.
Yeah, just like the old times.
Wait! Look down there. A baby worm.
A worm child. It will never survive in Croydon Park. I, Dan Karn, will rescue it.
And I, Willu, will take it home and raise it as my own.
No, wait, Willu. I, Ben Shearer, have a better idea.
Best nip it in the bud, eh?
Yeah, fair enough. All right, then.
Well, that's just about it for this week. All that remains is for me to say, well, that's just about it for this week. Which I've done. So that really is it.
Good night!
You've been listening to the Curry Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Dan Gaster-Willing, Ben Silverman, with special guest star Gary Olsen! Was performed by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band, and the signature tune was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Esposito.